Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Hey, I'd like to start with something interesting. So how about a little bit of tech advice that came from the NSA? That's right, the National Security Agency. You know what they do. They collect intelligence from satellites, cell phones, anywhere there's those secret communications. Well, here's the deal. You can use the same super powerful NSA two-step procedure they use to clear a smartphone from spyware. Are you ready? This is from the NSA. Step one, turn it off and wait 10 seconds. Step two, turn it back on. Yep, that's right. Do it at least once a week, they say. Yes, they say this reboot helps stop hackers from stealing information from your smartphone. Of course, this trick won't completely stop all their persistent snoops. I just thought that was so funny. Turn it off and turn it on. The NSA, it's a government organization that actually listens to you. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week and hour after hour as we just talk about all things digital so that this way you can live the best digital life. After all, The Kim Commando Show is the nation's largest show about all things digital, the most trusted. And, of course, I'm your digital pro, Kim Commando, and you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app. You can find us on over 425 top radio stations throughout this wonderful country, as well as you can find us as a podcast, a webcast, whenever you want, 24/7. We're all there for you over at GetKim.com. You do get a free 30-day trial. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation and listening to the Kim Commando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least one or two questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. And, you know, I love modern tech, but sometimes simpler is really better. One of my pet peeves, I have to tell you this, is that if you're going to send me a super long email, three or more paragraphs going on and on about something, TLDR, too long, didn't read, okay? Just pick up the phone and call me. And you know what else is better when it's simple? Your phone bill. That's why I love T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has discounted rate plans designed especially for you. They're the only carrier with discounted 55-plus rate plans available nationwide. Now, taxes and fees are included in your monthly plan price, so the price you see is the price that you pay. That means there are absolutely no surprises on your bill. And since inflation is causing all these other prices to rise, isn't it so great knowing that your T-Mobile bill will be the same every single month because taxes and fees are included? It just makes it so much easier to budget. And when it comes to your phone bill, simpler really is better. And with T-Mobile's 55-plus plans, your bill is simpler than ever. So don't wait. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
Sales tax and regulatory fees included in the monthly price for qualifying rate plans. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And I'd also like to thank LinkedIn. As the sun comes out and small businesses are back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easier to grow your team. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the people who you'd like to interview faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. They have simple tools, screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates, just the right skills and experience. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. So, bottom line, you can post your job for free right now at LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about future tech, just to give you a bit of a glimpse of where things are headed. And we're going to start with Disneyland and all its parks around the world, really. I mean, they have used tech since the parks really opened. Animatronics, they have real projection mapping, interactive shadows. They have something called stunttronics, augmented reality. But they really embraced technology in 2013 when they came out with those magnificent magic bands. And they have a small antenna and a high-frequency radio. And you can use it to go into the park, unlock your hotel room at the Disney Resort. You can buy food and hats and sweatshirts and all other kinds of Disney merchandise with it. Now coming soon at Disney are robot Sherpas. What did she say? These are robotic lockers that will follow you around the park and hold all your stuff. And they say that maybe even you'll be able to, like, say, I don't need you right now. And then they will go back into their little home. Now, these robotic devices are not really new. I mean, if you look at delivery services, like on some cities and college campuses, they're being used to deliver snacks and food and even pizza. They have camera sensors, and some even have something like crash airbags in case they run into something or someone. So you'll be able to use the app to have your little robotic locker to come bring you all your stuff. Or they say Disney cast members can also control them. And Disney just tweeted that they won't be making, this is such sad news, by the way, any new Marvel Universe movies. But the tweet was cut short. It looks like they ran out of characters. Ooh. Number two on our list of five things that you need to know what's happening in the future is that you might as well start saving your money now. Bloomberg outlined what Apple is set to announce between now and 2023. Okay, they're calling it a deluge of products. Listen to this list. 4 iPhone 14 devices, 2 new iPads, 3 new Apple Watches, several M2, M3 upgraded Macs, a pair of refreshed AirPod Pro Buds, a new HomePod, and a spec-boosted Apple TV. Okay, so now the details. The Apple 14 Pro, 48-megapixel camera, 6.7 inches, like the 13, as far as size. They're going to have an 11-inch and 12.9-inch new iPad Pro coming later this year, and a larger iPad, 14 inches and 15 inches. 3 new Apple Watches, the standard one and a more rugged one geared towards folks who are doing extreme sports. Now, here's another little fun fact. Apple earns $1,800 every single second of every single day. So if you do the math, which I did, that's $108,000 every minute, which is, let's let this all sink in, folks, about $6.5 million every hour. Just a little, tiny, little bit more than what I make. Number three in our list, Barry won't go to karaoke with me. I have to duet alone. But soon you can do karaoke. It's coming with Spotify. They're testing a new karaoke mode that lets you sing along to songs. It gives you a score based on your vocal skills. There's a sing button with a microphone that appears at the top right corner of the lyrics panel. It's coming soon. You press the button, it will cause the original vocals to be muted, but the backing track will continue playing so that you can show off your vocal skills. And once the song is over, you're giving a percentage score along with a motivational message, they say, like, wow, you're on the road to becoming famous. You know, my mother went to a psychic many, many years ago. I was just a little girl. And the psychic said that I was going to be a rich and famous singer. I can't sing at all. As a matter of fact, I was in Catholic school. I'll never forget this. I'm still traumatized to this day. I don't mind if I tell you this, do you? But so I was in Mass, and the nun came over to me, and I think I was in like second or third grade, and she actually hit my knuckles with a ruler while I was standing there, and I was singing in church, and she like went, boom, boom, and I'm like, whoa, what's that about? She said, if you can't sing nice in church, don't sing at all. Meanwhile, my knuckles were like all red and sore. To this day, I will tell you, I have trouble singing in church because it's just so bad. Number four, what to do about these magically appearing voicemails that are set to take over. You may have noticed that something in the past few years that your phone buzzes, you look at the screen, you see notification, but now it's new. It's called the ringless voicemail. And now telemarketers and robocallers, they say, are now using this and they're going to start using it more and more. And the FCC says, all right, here's the deal, is that we have to have some sort of extension of the 1991 Telephone Consumer Protection Act, okay, so that this way, callers have to obtain a person's consent before delivering one of these annoying ringless voicemails. Wow. So if you thought that you were getting too many calls for your extended warranty, just wait until you get one of these. And finally, last on our list of five things, I think this is the future of art. Wow, I have to confess to you that I spent way too much time at this site. It really did. And I think you will too. I really would encourage you to check it out. At a museum in Amsterdam, Rembrandt's famous The Night Watch painting is on display. And it's all part of a research and restoration project called Operation Night Watch. Now, listen to this. A detailed scan was taken of the painting, made up of about 8,500 individual photos. All those photos, think about that, 8,500 photos. All those photos were then put together with the help of artificial intelligence. So if you imagine if you had 8,500 photos that you like tried to put together to make sure that they all matched. They did this. 717 gigapixel image. I know what you're saying. I don't even know what that means. Okay, let's put it in perspective. One standard pixel is smaller than a human red blood cell. A gigapixel is 1 billion pixels. And there's going to be a test. Okay, so we do the math. A 717 billion pixel, the file size is 5.6 terabytes. So it's huge, right? It's just big. They say it's the largest, the most detailed photograph ever taken of any artwork, and it's free to view on the museum's website. And the level that you can zoom in is amazing. It truly is. So just Google Operation Night Watch. It's phenomenal. And then you'll be able to zoom in on Rembrandt's Night Watch painting. Once again, it's Operation Night Watch. I don't think it's going to go to some weirdo site, but just make sure you're at like a museum site before you click the link. You can really get a really fantastic look and zoom in on this masterpiece. It's phenomenal. But it does make you wonder about the quality of some of the paint. I mean, I don't think Rembrandt bought expensive art supplies. I mean, rumor has it that he was Baroque. Get it? Baroque? 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 I know. If you got to explain it, it wasn't that. All right, coming up, wow, this is a fantastic tip. We're going to talk about how to spot hidden surveillance cameras in your Airbnb, your Vrbo, vacation rentals. We're going to talk about how you can actually have Amazon call you when you have trouble with your order instead of you just trying to sit there going, I need some help, help me, help me. And then, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open and love to hear from you. Come on, don't be shy. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you are the shy type, I get it. Maybe you don't want to be on a national radio show with millions and millions of people listening. You can always head over to komando.com and in the right-hand side of the page, there's a link that says email Kim. And how about we start with Jason in Columbia, Missouri. Hi there, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So how can I help you out today?
So I've got a question. My wife and I have an extremely seasonal business that we would like to accept credit cards during that time. And what is a good way to take credit cards without being, you know, since we're not open yearly, we're only open for about 20 days.
How many? Are you only open for what? How many?
20 days.
Oh, wow. What kind of business is it?
It's fireworks business.
Oh my gosh, how cool. You must be so busy now, right?
It's kind of busy right now, yes.
Okay, so if you were, like, what is the cost per minute? I know it varies, but, like, if I said, like, I wanted, like, a five-minute fireworks show, how much does it cost per minute for a fireworks show?
It just really depends. I mean, You know, we put up, I just did a show the last weekend and we did $1,000 in about 10 minutes.
That's something, isn't it? And so what's the most popular firework now?
I got to say the most popular effect is something called Nishiki Kimuro. It's it kind of rains down. It almost looks like paper that's on fire and it's kind of crumbling as it comes down and it just rains all the way back down to the ground. It's a beautiful effect.
Wow, that is something. Now, are you getting into drone shows yet or not really?
So, no, well, we did a demo recently and a friend of ours shot a drone footage of it. And I haven't even had a chance to look at it yet. I'm super excited. That's the only footage I haven't seen. I've seen from all of the directions, but drone is the last one of my shows I've never seen shot from.
Well, you know, that's cool having that. I was thinking of, like, instead of fireworks, like, you know how they're using drones now in the sky?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
I think that's so cool. Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you called. I love entrepreneurs. I love people that can come up with businesses, and this is great. Okay, so what you want to do is fairly simple. You just want to take payments out in the field, right?
Yes, and we take cash and check. We've relied on PayPal for a lot of years now, but at the same time, we've got more and more people asking, hey, can you take a credit card? And we're looking for the good alternative that's not, you know, a huge cost, or we have to pay a monthly fee for.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, because you're not going to have to do that. Well, Square is free. Okay. And so you're basically looking at two. You got Square versus Shopify. Shopify is $9 per month. Okay. But you can turn it on and off. So you prefer the 20 days that you're in business, you're going to pay $9 a month.
Okay.
But you'll have to do the math, because the payment processing cost, because your business is so obviously very, very seasonal, is that it's 2.4%. That's what they're going to charge to take the credit card. Okay. And versus Square is 2.6%, plus you're going to pay 10 cents. Okay. Now, if you're just taking credit card over the phone and the person is not with you, Shopify is 2.4% plus 30 cents. But Square is 3.5% plus 15 cents. So that's why it's really up to you to juggle it to see, you know, which one makes the most sense. And if you're how many transactions that you're doing, because even though Square is free and Shopify is charging $9, at the end of the day, it may be cheaper and probably is cheaper to use Spotify than to use Square simply because you have that. And so you're going to have a dongle that will plug into your phone, and then you're just going to swipe a credit card that way. And it's super easy to use. It's really kind of a no-brainer, really. I mean, it's wonderful, because if you were to have called me 10 years ago even and asked me this question, I'm like, you have to go to the bank. You know what I'm talking about. Set up a merchant account. All right. It's like, oh my gosh. And give them.
And that's what we did 18 years ago when we started, and it was a huge hassle, and we just got away from it.
It is. It's just a huge hassle. But now I'm telling you, Jason, you're just going to really dig this, because – it's so simple. You just sign up and then bingo, bango, that's it. Ooh, I didn't mean that. You know, I meant like, you know, bang, bang, because you're in the fireworks. Then you're going to all be set up, and then you're going to make all kinds of money, because you're going to take all kinds of credit cards. Isn't that fabulous? All right, let's talk about iDrive, and thank you for your call. For secure cloud backup, I trust iDrive. iDrive encrypts your files and keeps them protected until you open them. Ensuring your data remains private, go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right. If you're going to be traveling this summer, I want to make sure that you're using Google Flights just to see how much legroom there is per seat by the flight you selected. That's right. There's a Chrome browser extension called Legroom for Google Flights. So if you put that in, all of a sudden you see everything that you need. But if you don't use Chrome, you're not out of luck. You can head over to SeatGuru.com. Once again, that's SeatGuru.com. You see your airline, your flight number, and you also get a map of the best seats with the most legroom. Oh, don't you love that? Can't wait for a vacay here. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up here on The Kim Komando Show.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim. All right, this is part of the show where we like to welcome our amazing content queen and our crypto princess, Allie Seligman. Hello there, hi, Allie. So, you tell me that we're talking about chat apps today, is that
we
right?
We sure are. Before we get there, now, you'd say I'm a pretty positive person, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. You are. And you know what? And I will tell you, I was feeling a little bad this morning between
Why?
Us and everybody who's listening. Well, because I was on Google Chat with you. And I was in a hurry, and it was like, I kept saying, like, I don't, this page doesn't make sense. And I just get it. Okay. I'm like, okay, this paragraph should say this. And then I went without saying, like, there was like no, like, oh, hi, Allie, how are you?
I never take it personally, Kim. I just know that you're busy okay. when that's happening. Don't worry.
Well, and I do, like, because then you write back, because you are positive. You're like, no problem. Taken care of. Got it. I'm like, yes.
And for the record, all fabulous. Of that is done, just so you know. All those things are taken
oh,
care
thank
of.
You.
Well,
perfect.
I am positive, yes. but, you know, today we're going to start with a little airing of grievances. I thought that we could talk about the things that annoy us most when it comes to texting. And this came
yes.
up, actually, in our podcast, Tech Refresh, because you had quite a doozy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a person who will send me an email with a request. That person will call me and leave a voicemail. And that person will text me. Okay. Now, this doesn't happen. These three points of contact, it doesn't happen like over 24 hours or 36 hours.
What are we talking know. Here?
It happens like within like 3 to 4 minutes. I'm like, whoa. I'm overwhelmed.
Do you get like a yes. fax, a carrier pigeon?
you know what? You know what? Don't say that because that person will now send like an Uber driver or something, you know, or an Instacart with, you know, a bottle of wine saying, will you please answer me now? I'm like, no, stop.
One yes. of my biggest pet peeves starts with the old voice to text. Sometimes it's fine. I use it for quick little messages and it can be okay, right? But when you get one of those texts that is paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs because the person just doesn't stop talking because it's so easy.
Yes.
Ooh, and then you inevitably get that section where it's like, I have no idea what you're trying to say. What is this?
And why is it taking you so long to spit it out anyway?
Yeah, so if you are that person, please do your friends and family a favor. Just read it back to yourself and make sure that it at least makes sense because I can guarantee you, especially in those long messages, Google Assistant or Siri or whatever is going to mess up
something. Yeah, something's going to be wrong. Yeah. Or, you know, or maybe just better yet, Al, if it's longer than a paragraph, maybe you just ought to call that.
What an idea. Phone call?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
It's a shocker.
Well, one more annoying thing to me, when you have all these different places that you're trying to communicate with different people. So maybe you prefer to text, but you have, you know, the cousin who's on Facebook Messenger. You have the old friend who insists on, I don't know, Instagram DMs. You have the, you know, the friend who's on WhatsApp, and it's all these different places to check because there are just so many different messaging apps now.
There
and
are.
All the big tech companies, they have their own versions, right? Facebook, they've got Messenger and WhatsApp. Apple's pretty simple, Messages and FaceTime. There used to be iChat, remember that?
Yes.
And then if you're talking, you know, iPhone to iPhone or Mac or iPad, whatever, there's iMessages, that's easy. You know what Microsoft has? Just Teams, that's it. It's
That's
Teams,
it?
Yeah. And it's actually pretty good now. They basically took the bones of Skype and killed
it. It's pretty, you know what? It was really bad before, but it's pretty
it
good
was,
now.
But then they...
See, that's your positiveness coming out,
there we
Allie.
Go.
I mean, it
they
is.
They used to have MSN Messenger. I remember that one. I used to use that back in the day. Then it became Windows Live, and that's been dead for like a decade.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
My favorite back then, though, AOL Instant Messenger. AIM. Yes. I have fond memories of my really dramatic away messages on AIM.
Okay, you ready? You've got mail.
That's nice.
Brings us back.
And then there's Google. Google has had so many different messaging services over the years. I'm not being dramatic. I have a list. Are you ready for this? Prepare yourself.
I have a feeling this is, I know this is a huge
list. I'm going to take a deep breath. Okay.
Okay.
Google Hangouts, Google Chat, Google Duo, Google Allo, Google Voice, Google Talk, which was also called GChat, Google Plus Hangouts, Google Plus Huddle, Google Plus Circles, Google Meet, and Google Docs Chat. And just so we're all clear, six of these still exist. Six different chat clients for Google. If you're curious, Meet is for video meetings. We use that here at work. I like Meet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. It's so easy.
I like it better than Zoom.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spaces is kind of like Slack, so for work, bigger groups. Google Voice is the phone service. Google Docs Chat. That's pretty self-explanatory, but I don't really even know why this one exists.
I don't really use
that. Just leave a comment in there. Google Duo is for voice or is for video phone calls. So that's kind of like FaceTime.
I was going to say video.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then there's Google Chat, which is what you expect, the basic chat client. You can use it on its own. You can use it in Gmail. Now, why am I talking about this? Because Google Hangouts, one of the old chat programs, is finally going away. Google has been hinting that they're going to get rid of Hangouts since 2018. I've been getting those little aggressive pop-ups in, you know, the bottom left-hand corner of my Gmail for 4 years saying, hey, this is going away. You need to switch. So it's finally happening. People are getting transferred over to Google Chat. That is the new one now.
Okay.
Maybe they got inspired by Microsoft finally getting rid of Internet Explorer and like,
you know what?
We can do it too.
When you were going through that entire list of Google products, I just started seeing like, all the people who were like, because, you know, in the tech industry, they have product evangelists. That's a title. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, do you actually look at each other like, well, you know what? My chat's really going to last, not yours. I mean, if you're in the same company, it's like you look at each other and go, you know, maybe it's time for you to like to go to Slack or something or Teams, because this is not going to work out for you. I mean, they were all hyped up. They were so proud of this. And then it just goes crazy.
Or I like the idea. Maybe it's just like the same two people. Like, we need another one. It's job security, right? Just come up with another chat. Yeah.
That would be it,
too. Well, Hangouts used to be the default standalone, and it used to be the chat option in Gmail. Starting this month, if you still use it, you'll get prompts from Google, once again, to switch over to Google Chat. Luckily, the good news, all your existing conversations will just switch over automatically. You don't need to do anything there. But if you've got the Hangouts app on your phone or elsewhere, get rid of it. It's not the go-to anymore. You're going to use Google Chat.
Google Chat. Now, Google, not too many people use Google Chat because the number one app is, what is it?
It's WhatsApp.
Is the number one.
Have you ever used WhatsApp?
You know, I did once because I had like, you know, it was a while back. It was like something to do with like Ian's school and they had something going on there. And it was like, but for me, it's just like, that's just like one more place to check.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's, and I don't use Facebook Messenger.
Mm-mm, me neither.
Okay. I know people who do. You know, and I'll tell you who uses WhatsApp a lot. I was really surprised. And I will tell you, he's a friend of mine, Peter. Okay. So Peter and his wife, Mary, they came out to visit us in Santa Barbara. Okay. In order to get to Santa Barbara from Santa Fe, and I'm sorry, Peter, I made fun of you in person, so I can do it nationally, is that Peter drove from Santa Fe to Albuquerque, spent the night in Albuquerque, flew to Los Angeles from Albuquerque, took the train from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara.
What a trip.
And he looks exhausted. And I said, you know, Peter, not for nothing. Southwest Airlines goes from Santa Fe American Airlines goes from Santa Fe to Santa Barbara. So you didn't have to drive, do this. So anyways, when we start talking about tech stuff, then obviously, and then he shows me his phone. He's like, and he's from Wales, so he talks like, Kim, I use WhatsApp. I think it's fabulous. It's wonderful. And I'm like, you know. And Peter is 86
years. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Good for you, Peter.
Isn't that?
You know,
I know.
I really like WhatsApp. There's a use I think is really good for it. If you have friends or family that you text with, where some people are on Android, some people are on iPhone, I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure it's happened, you've gotten a video from someone, and you know they have an Android, to your phone because the video is all compressed and weird.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good usage if you want to share things. And it's a nice way to share without using social media. So all encrypted,
yeah,
all safe.
Putting everything out there. Nice. Nice. As long as that little blue bubble on your iPhone, then we know it's encrypted, right? If it's green, that means it's not encrypted, just to let everybody know. Hey, Allie, great job as always. And keep that positiveness going. We love that. Okay. And again, if you are you need anything, all things chat, I'm sure we have it all written up over on the website. And that's where Allie becomes our amazing content queen.
Thanks,
Allie. All right, let's go ahead and do a great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. How many photos are on your smartphone right now? Too many to count, I'm sure. I've heard countless stories from listeners who have lost just years and years of precious memories by dropping their phone or just losing their phones. And don't let that happen to you. While your device may come with limited free storage, it does and it can fill up very, very quickly. That's why you're better off looking for a comprehensive service that can back up and protect all your data across all of your devices. I recommend iDrive's award-winning safe and secure cloud backup. It's easy to use, it's affordable, and includes generous backup space, so you have plenty of room. And iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. And does it all into one account. And I love that I can just automate backups and never have to worry about running out of space. Super affordable. Plans start less than $7 a month. And we use my name, Kim, at checkout. You'll get 90% off of the first year. And if you want to support our show, make sure that you use our advertisers' products. I mean, I've checked them out. They're fabulous. Go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com. Use promo code Kim. All right. I was on CNN the other day talking about this, about how you can spot hidden surveillance cameras in your Airbnb and VRBO or Vrbo, however they're pronouncing that lately, and these vacation rentals. It was typically because it happened to me. I mean, I checked into a vacation rental years ago, and there were cameras there, and it said at the bottom of the listing, it's my fault, in little tiny letters, though. Anyway, so when you're booking, I want you to start asking a few questions, like, you know, what is the exact number of cameras and where are they located? Are the cameras recording? What happens to those recordings after my stay? Now, if you talk to Airbnb, they allow security cameras and audio recorders in public spaces, common spaces. What's a common space? Okay. Outdoor patio. Maybe it's a kitchen or a family room. Vrbo allows for cameras and other surveillance cameras only outside the property. But is it legal? Well, it gets to be kind of sticky because it varies from state to state. But there is something called the Federal Video Voyeurism Act that says basically you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in a private area. And it's important to know that private area refers to nudity or lesser states of dress. Then you've got local and state laws and public spaces. But basically, you want to check those. But how do you spot these things? You want to turn off the lights and slowly scan the room with a flashlight or laser, looking for bright reflections. And I want you to do it from multiple spots so you don't miss a camera pointed at only a specific direction. Look at the vents, any holes or gapes in the walls or ceilings. You can get an RF detector. We have a link to the one that we recommend over on our website at commando.com. There's a free program called Wireless Network Watcher. It shows you what all the gadgets are that are connected. If you are staying in a place that has a home automation system, check the television. Go way up high on the channels, like 300, 400, 500, whatever it may be, because then you might be able to see any camera feeds, anything that looks suspicious. And if you do find a camera, I want you to call the police and file a police report, and then, only then, contact the rental agency. And if you need tips to that, you need links, look no further than head over to the website, commando.com, just search for rental cameras, and I'm sure it'll pop up how to spot it. Hey, still to come this hour, we're going to talk about, you know, how to have Amazon call you when you have trouble with an order instead of you sitting there and trying to figure that out with all the forums and the chats. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim.
Hey, as a special thank you to all of our listeners, we put together two free guides, one on Windows and one on Mac. And it goes through some keyboard shortcuts, some tricks. We have links to some free downloads that you know are going to be legit and you're not going to get a virus on your system or anything bad like that. And to check out the free guides and to claim your copy, what you do is you go to commando.com/free guides. Once again, that's commando.com/free guides. And then you can pick from Windows or Mac, or you can get both if you want, I guess, if you have both. Once again, that address is Windows or commando.com/free guides, commando.com/free guides. All right, back to the phones we go with Harvey in Tucson, Arizona. Hi there, Harvey.
Hi, Kim. It's nice to talk to you. I've been listening to your show since the mid-90s, I think maybe as early as 1995. And
wow, you've been around a long time.
Yeah, I'm a really old guy. That's what it is.
No, I didn't mean that because that means I'm getting old too. But I'm sure, well, we are all getting old.
Well,
I mean,
I'm an octogenarian. But anyway, yeah, really, and I have to tell you how much I appreciate all your advice. One of the things that we've done is subscribe to iDrive because of your show.
Oh, good.
Because I trust
good.
Your advice. And, you know, I think that's very important to have a source that you can really rely upon. I also want to say I'm thrilled to learn that you've been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. I've thought back so many times about the times you've talked about how people tried to discourage you from going ahead with your project and how much courage that took and how glad I am that you did.
Well, thank you. You know, I have been truly blessed. I have, you know, and I try to extend my blessings and pay it forward as much as possible. And it was a huge honor, I'll tell you. Just when you said Radio Hall of Fame, I got to tell you, I got like chicken skin when you said that because I never ever envisioned to have my name sitting next to the likes of, you know, Dick Clark and Abbott and Costello. I mean, all these people. I'm like, whoa, what's going on, you know? But thank you for that. I want to make sure that I also have time to take your call. So how can I help you out, Harv?
I found a box of stuff that we moved from Los Angeles to Tucson that's filled with old phones and calculators. Is there anybody that recycles that stuff? Around town in Goodwill and the city recycling, what they want to do is just dump it in the dump.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that. We want to actually see if we can get some of the components out and reuse them, right?
Right.
And, you know, there are all kinds of recycling centers, and I have a link to over at the EPA.gov. They have a list of electronic donation centers. Like sometimes, at some weekends, maybe Best Buy might take them. There are other stores that you can send them in. Amazon even has a recycling program. So let me give you a link, okay, Harvey? And so this way you can look at that and see what's closest to you. And if we can help you out, you're in Tucson, you ever get up to Phoenix, you can just dump the box to us over there in Phoenix, and we'll be happy to dispose of it the right way. Yeah, the worst thing you do is throw that in the dump. Whoa, why would they even want to even mention to tell somebody to do that? Talk about the environment. Harvey, you're so kind, and thank you for your wonderful, wonderful words of advice. And thanks for being with me all these years. I feel like we should have dinner. Hey, if you're on Amazon, you're having trouble, what I want you to do is go to the Contact Us page. At first glance, it looks like that's just a way to chat, but underneath in small letters, you'll see, we can call you. Oh, yes, let the angels rejoice, because that's where Amazon will call you, and you don't have to wait around for anything else. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, the show never ends 24/7. You can find me at komando.com. One more thing, make sure that you sign up for our free tech newsletters delivered right to your inbox. Head over to commando.com/subscribe now while you're thinking about it. Once again, that's commando.com/subscribe. And thanks for listening. I appreciate you.